Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. So how may I help you?
Oh, I just got a call. I didn't quite understand.
All right, so I will make you understand, sir. So actually, today morning, 6 o'clock, you had tried to purchase the gift card, cost you $299. So would you like to place this order or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
I know nothing about it.
Okay, you don't know. Okay, so then have you ever shared your card information, any details to your friend, family member, anyone else?
No.
No, so maybe it could possible that someone else, maybe hacker, misused your information and they have tried to purchase the gift card. So you want to cancel your order, is it okay with you?
Yes, please. Yes.
So I'm going to help you, sir, for the cancellation process. It's an online. And if any money debited, I will refund back your money. So you need to do one thing. Put me on speaker mode first. Allow the speaker mode. Okay. So once you have put me on speaker mode, you need to open the Play Store, App Store. Have you put me on speaker mode, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Open the Play Store application on App Store. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, can you hear me? Alright, so have you put me on speaker mode? Sorry? So that, sir, I will guide you step by step how you will get the cancellation ID number as well as form. So you need to put me on speaker mode first.
I'm the only one here.
Okay, no issue then. Open the Play Store, App Store from your phone then. Can you put me on a speaker mode, sir?
Yes, I told you that 3 times, man.
Okay, sorry for that. So have you opened the Play Store application?
What are you on about, though? I knew you were a hoax.
Open the Play Store, App Store from your phone. So, have you got the Play Store application?
No, I don't know. I'm technologically challenged.
What are you doing, sir? What can you see on the screen right now?
Say again, please.
Open the Play Store application. Do you have a Play Store or App Store? Which one?
Oh, I don't know if I've got older.
What can you see on the screen? Just tell me, I will guide you.
No, I think I pressed the wrong button.
Are you on the normal home screen, or you can see the number of mine? What can you see?
I got my address and temperature here. I think I hit the wrong button somewhere.
Okay, so press the home button. Are you using the smartphone or the iPhone?
It's too smart for me, yeah.
Come back to normal home screen. Press the home button first. Press the home button and come back to normal home screen. It's a Samsung phone? Is it a Samsung mobile phone?
I can't find the home button now.
What can you see exact on your screen? Tell me.
It's got my, the district I live in and the date and the temperature.
And the date and the temperature, all right. Are you on the setting page?
On the what?
So a setting page?
I don't know much about these phones.
What can you see? What can you see? Just tell me. Yeah, you are on the home page. All right. Can you see the regular app? The regular app. So you need to find the Play Store application from there. Open the Play Store application. You have a Google? Google?
Can't see any Play Store.
You have a Google?
I'm looking, but I say I can't see any Play Store. Phone, contact, messages, and internet, and gallery, and camera, and video, and clock.
Can you see the Play Store? PlayStore. Play Store. Play Store. From where you can download the apps again.
Screen's gone black completely now.
Okay. Switch power, switch it on.
No. Can't see a thing now.
Can you see the Google?
Black. The screen's gone black.
Switch it on.
Completely.
Press the power button. Press the power button.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, we got something now. I got on and contacts and messages and internet and gallery and camera and video and clock. We can't see any place to.
Can you see the Google?
The what?
Google. Swap your screen from left to right. Find the Google or Play Store.
No, can't see anything like that. Drop.
Can't see. You can't see. You do one thing, sir. Hold the line. Let me check on my database. Let me speak to my manager.
Right.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
I spoke to my manager. I tell everything. You're unable to find a Play Store or Google from your phone. So no need to worry. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. So please hold the line. All right?
Yeah. Oh. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. I'm from the Antifraud Department. I'm the senior manager. How are you doing today? somewhere. Do you want to tell me?
Okay. I do believe my previous colleague has explained you each and everything regarding this call, and she was polite to you.
Yeah, but she seemed to be asking questions all the time.
Okay, all right. So the thing is that we are about to cancel the fraud activities trying to be done under your details, okay? So, the phone you're talking to me, sir, is that an Android phone?
Yeah, I think it is.
Alright. Can you tell me the brand name of your phone so that I can guide you easily?
Samsung.
Samsung, okay. Am I on speaker at the moment, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, and what can you see on your phone screen? Tell me, sir.
It's got an echo, keypad, echo, speaker mute, and Bluetooth.
Okay, look at the extreme bottom of your phone screen, okay? Look at the very bottom. Do you see three icons? The back button, a square icon, and three lines.
No, I can't.
Are you using a full screen phone?
I'm technologically challenged because it's just got.
Okay, I'm just telling
you. Your number at the top on the.
Sorry?
It's got your number at the top and the photo of yourself.
I'm asking you. Look at the very bottom of your phone screen, at the extreme bottom. Do you see three icons, like a square, a circle, and a triangle at the very bottom?
Yes, not really. Looks like two triangles or two and a half triangles.
Yes, yes, click on the triangle.
That's the Bluetooth symbol there, but look at it.
Okay, not the Bluetooth, sir, look at the very bottom. At the extreme bottom of your phone screen, at the very bottom.
Yeah, well, that's only the speaker mute and Bluetooth down there.
No, no, you're looking on the middle of your screen. Look at the very bottom, at the extreme bottom of your phone screen.
Oh, I think I'm on the wrong screen.
Okay, do a thing. From the very bottom of your phone page, simply swipe up. Swipe up your page from very bottom to up. And you will back to the home page.
Nothing's happening.
From the very bottom of your phone screen, just give a click on the back button.
Yeah, it's gone up.
Now can you see all your regular apps of your phone now? What can you see on your phone screen? Tell me, sir.
Oh, it starts from the top. Messages, camera, Chrome, Galaxy apps, and cool.
Okay. Do you see any option? It says Play Store. It's a triangular shaped icon with multiple color on it.
No.
Do you see any triangular shaped icon? It says Google Play Store. What can you see, sir?
Oh, I'm just going back on my home page now.
Just check there's a Google folder. There's a separate Google folder where you can see all the Google apps. Like Chrome.
Bottom's got messages, WhatsApp, and apps.
Click on the apps where you can see all your regular apps.
Got it. Okay. Apps. Yeah.
And now what can you see?
Yes. Twenty-three icons here.
Okay. Read me out the apps one by one.
Phone, contacts, messages, internet, gallery, camera, video, clock. This planner, email, calculator, settings, voice recorder, my file, Galaxy app, Samsung Health, Pill remote, Flipboard, and Dropbox.
Okay, do you see any...
Five dots on the bottom. only one side of it.
Okay. Do you see any triangular shape icon? It says Play Store. Any app with the letter P?
No. No, I'll go ahead and put another page of apps, but that's...
Okay. Check it. And
oh, it's
tell me that.
Hello?
What can you see on your screen, sir? Tell me.
Oh, now I've got... Smart Manager, Caps, Catch Up TV, here, Maps, Moon, Samsung, PayPal, Easy Heart, Measure, Digital, Calendar, Compass, and Coordinates.
Slow down, sir. Tell me slowly.
Oh, well, it's all GPS area and compass and my altitude, and this will be.
Do you see Google? Only Google? Just check the app.
Google Play Movies and TV.
Google?
Yeah, I found the Google.
Yes, open the Google from your end.
I found the Google here, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you see a white search? Now, do you see a white search bar? It says search.
Hit Google, do I?
Yes. Click on Google.
Yeah.
Okay, now do you see a white search bar on the middle of your screen?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Okay, now type over just play. P-L-A-Y, play.
Where do I find me typewriter? Yeah.
On the search bar, type play. P-L-A-Y, play.
Yeah, I've got to find a desk with the numbers on it. Yeah, I haven't got any typewriter to press.
First, give a click on the search bar. Just give a click on the search bar, first of all.
Yeah.
Now type play, P-L-A-Y, play.
Yeah.
After typing play, give a space.
Then what?
After typing the word play, give a space.
Yeah.
Then type store, S-T-O-R-E, store.
Yeah. Oops, hang on. Okay. I went to school.
It's a little store, sir.
Yeah, I text on store, but I must have picked the wrong because I went to school. I've got to go backwards now, something.
Okay, you take your time.
I got Play Store, man.
Yes. Now tap on search. Tap on the magnifying glass from your keypad. Now, what can you see on your screen?
Play Store install.
Just scroll down the page. What are the options you can see? Just read it back to me.
Play Store install, that's all it says.
And what's the other apps you can see? What's the other option you can see?
Still got the typewriter there. Can't see anything else except this typewriter.
You just click on the magnifying glass from your keypad.
No, thing as long as it disappears.
What can you see on the screen? What can you see? Just
place your app is good.
Yes, click on it.
Right.
Now what can you see on your screen?
Free download or something.
Click on that. Yes, click on free download. Yes, click on that. Now after that, what can you see?
Oh, it just says you can change web settings in Chrome. Google Ad Services or something. Free APK download for Android or something.
Yes, click on download.
Hello Fats or something.
Sorry, come up again.
Hello, AlloFats.
Sorry?
I'm going to wake it up again. AlloFats.
Allow
Google Play Store.
Yes, give a click on Google Play Store.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
Something about add AlloFats to home screen.
What do you see?
Add AlloFats to home screen.
Yes, click on it.
Click on that.
Yes. And what do you see now?
This is AlloFats download APK.
Give a click on it. Sorry, sir?
Cancel or install.
It says already installed.
Oh, well, I don't suppose it is. It's got AlloFats download APK and then cancel or install.
Click on install. Have you clicked on install? Have you clicked on install, sir? Okay. Now once you see the open option, please tell me, okay?
Just got Google Play Store and search in the APK.
Yes. Now, do you see any open option? Okay. Can you just confirm me, sir? What kind of online stuff do you do on your smartphone?
What kind of what?
What kind of online activity you do on your phone? Like, do you shop online or pay your bills? Or check your banking statement on your phone?
No.
You don't do anything on online, right?
Oh, I send messages and talk. Yeah.
Okay, you just use your phone for messages and for talking, right?
Yeah, taking photos.
All right, and can you just confirm me, sir, when was the last time you checked your banking statement?
Depends which account.
When was the last time you checked your statements of your bank?
The one I usually use, it was only yesterday.
Okay, do you have any rough idea what is the current balance you have in your account? Yes. What is the balance you have in your account at the moment so that we can cancel the transaction?
I'm not sure that I should tell you that.
It's not going to make any issue, sir, because we are cancelling the transaction, right? If I tell you that I have got $10,000 in my Commonwealth account, that doesn't mean that I'm giving you all my information, right? So just like that, you just need to confirm me so that we can cancel the charges. Because if somehow any kind of transaction happens to your account, we have to refund you the money back, all right?
Who are you representing, please?
Yeah, we are from the anti-fraud department of eBay.
What's the process there? I mean,
pardon me?
What are you on about?
I'm asking you so that we can cancel the transaction. Just tell me, what is the last available balance you were having in your account? Is it more than 1,000, 5,000, 10,000?
It's just over 100.
Over $100?
1,000.
1,000?
100,000.
It's more than 100,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have one account with you or you have multiple accounts?
I've got a few accounts. Yeah.
Okay. And with which bank you are dealing with, sir? Is it St. George, Commonwealth, Westpac?
I'm a bit wary about this call, you know.
Yes, that's why we are trying to help you, because you don't use your phone for any kind of online activity, we are asking you such question. And this is a recorded line for training and quality purpose, sir. So don't worry. If I try to do something wrong, I will lose my job, okay? I'm here to provide you the security and the cancellation. That's all I'm doing for you, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. So just tell me the name of your bank so that I can talk to the security officers.
ANZ.
ANZ. All right. Now just stay on the line, sir. Let me talk to the security officer, okay? Just stay on the line. All right, do one thing, sir. All right, do one thing, sir. Open a fresh page of Google from your end. Open up a fresh page of Google. Have you opened up the play Google? Have you opened up the Google?
Yeah, no, I do that.
Just go back to the normal. Yes, press the back button. Press the back button.
I don't know what the back button is. An arrow.
Yes, click on the arrow from the very down bottom. Click on the arrow.
And you brought up the typewriter. Just come up and Google Play Store. Create a mode for Android.
Yes, give a click on the back button again. Click the arrow. Have you got a fresh page of Google now? Where you can see the search. Scroll to the top of your screen. Can you see the search part? Yes?
Search any MVP code.
What can you see come up again?
Search any MVP code. And then with the arrow is still there.
Okay, this is the search bar. What can you see on the search bar?
I've lost it now, son. Well, I've gone back to my home page, come in.
Okay. Now, come to the menu where you can see all your regular apps. Come to the menu again.
Yeah, I've got Chrome and Gmail and Currents and Maps and Google Play. Google again or what?
No, do you see Google Play? What after you can see after Google Play?
Google Play Movies and TV. Gmail, Current, Google Play, Movies and TV.
Okay, do you see Google Play? Is it Google Play Service or Google Play Store you can see?
It says Google Play, Movies and TV.
Okay. Do you see the Google? Only Google.
No, I don't.
Is it the only Google, sir?
Google, yes.
Yes. Have you got a fresh page?
Google. It Google?
Yes, it Google. Now, do you see the search bar where you can type something?
Play Store, right? Yeah.
Only type Play Store.
Type the app away.
Yes, type on the search Play Store. P-L-A-Y.
Yeah, right.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then type Store. S-T-O-R-E. Store. Play Store.
Oh, well, I've got Play Store there. I'll have to...
Now what can you see?
Now, well, I'll have to get rid of that and put the gap in there.
Type Play Store.
Yeah. Done that?
Yes. Have you typed in Play Store?
Yeah.
Now tap on the search. Click on search.
I haven't got a search here, have you?
Yeah.
I haven't got a search.
Do you see on the keypad, on the keyboard?
Ooh.
Do you see a magnifying glass?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes, click on there.
Now what
is the first option you can see, sir? Tell me.
Well, it's just come underneath. It's got news, books, images, shopping, videos. Oh, here's another one. Play Store, install and use now.
Come up again.
Play Store, install and use now.
It says Play Store, install and use now.
Hmm.
Click on it. Now what do you see?
Just comes up. Google AdServices.com. A little writing at the top. Google AdServices.com.
Okay.
In little writing up the top.
Okay, do you think press the back button once? Press the back button.
I haven't got my typewriter here. Where is he going?
Press the back button once.
No, I haven't got the typewriter here. He's gone. I don't know what to do.
What can you see? First tell me, I will guide you. First tell me what can you see.
Well, up by the magnifying glass, it's got Play Store app, and then down the bottom, it's got Play Store app-free download.
Do you see any option which is Google Play or Google Play Store?
No, it's just Google at the top, and then Play Store app in the next.
Click on Play Store app.
Okay.
And now what do you see?
Oh, I got a typewriter in here. Play Store will download.
After clicking on Play Store app, what comes up on your screen?
Well, it's got Play Store download, and then on top of the typewriter, it's got the option to appreciate app or application.
Sorry, come up again.
The top line is the Google symbol and place store app, and then the next line is a magnifying glass and place store download, and then there's the typewriter with a few options. So appreciate app and application.
You just click outside of the typewriter.
Click what? On the top? On the typewriter? Click. What do I click on the typewriter?
No, click outside of the typewriter so that you can remove it.
Click what on the typewriter then? I didn't hear what you said. I've got the typewriter here.
Okay. You just click outside of it.
Outside of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got Play Store app install, or Play Store update, or Open Play Store, or Google Play, or...
Tell me the second option again.
Play Store update, or Open Play Store,
Click on Open Play Store. Now what do you see?
No, it's just got Open Play Store. Oh, here we are. Install Google Play Store. Install and use now.
Click on Install and Use Now. Do you see a down arrow over there?
It's just come up now with a little Google Ad Services at the top and a blue line. That's all I've got now. The blank screen.
It's a blank screen.
Yeah, something's come up. Google Play Store. Tools. At purse. AppURSE.
Sorry?
AppURSE in big block letters. At purse.
Okay, just do a thing. Come out of it. Come out of the Google. Come out of the Google, go back to your home page.
Yeah, I'm sure to get back.
Are you back to the home page, sir?
No, I haven't got any arrow to go back with me.
Just go back to the home page. Come out of the Google.
Yeah, how do I do that? I haven't got an arrow to go back with
me. Yes, just press the back button.
Oh, I haven't got a back button.
From the very bottom, sir, look, there is an arrow.
I'm on my own.
Okay, now go to the apps where you can see all your applications. Click on the apps. Go to the menu where you can see all your apps.
Yeah.
Yes, and now read me out one by one. Read me out the apps one by one.
Chrome, Gmail, Parents, Maps, Google Play, Movies and TV, Playbooks, News, Play Games, Drive, YouTube, Hangouts, Docs, Google, Voice Search, Play Store.
Yes, click on Play Store.
Play Store has got a number 3 alongside it.
Click on Play Store.
I've got a funny looking triangle in the middle of the screen there.
Yes, that's the Play Store. Open it.
You're right.
Have you opened it up?
Now look
at the top of your screen. There's a white search bar with a magnifying glass. It says search for apps. Do you see that?
I'm back to my home page again now.
Open the Play Store again. Open it once again.
Disappeared on me now. Where is it?
go back to the menu. Go back to the menu. You will be able to see the Play Store. Yeah. Have you opened it?
You have to tell a triangle in the middle there.
Yes, open it, open it. Yes, open it. It's a triangle. Now, look at the top.
Google Play top.
Give a click over there. This is search for apps. Give a click on it.
They've got everything here now. There's women, photos of women and all sorts of things come over the top of it before I hit it.
Okay, what can you see at the moment? Do you see the white search bar? It says search for apps with a magnifying glass
search
on it?
Search for something. I'll hit that door. Games, find methods, notifications, and others. Did you get that, did you?
What can you see?
Games, payment methods, notifications, and offers.
Click the back button once.
Click the which one?
Click the back button once.
Black
button. Not the black button, it's the back button.
The back button,
yeah.
I've lost it. Now it's disappeared on me. Have to go back to that.
Now, do you see a white search bar? It says search for apps.
Yeah. I gotta go back. Your apps, games, payment methods.
You just come out of that page.
Yeah. Well.
Now, what can you see?
Suggested for you, TikTok, bigger.
Now look at the top of your screen. Look at the top of your screen. There's a white search bar.
There was, but it's disappeared.
What can you see? Do you see a magnifying glass? It says search.
It's gone all the top.
Sir, listen to me. Stop touching your screen and first tell me what can you see. Okay.
Oh, is it now? It says top charts, children categories, and watch apps and watch faces and art and design. Down the bottom.
Okay. Do you see for you top chart, kids categories, all the options?
Categories in this category, do you?
Just above that, there is a magnifying glass. It says search for apps. Do you see that?
No. Oh, hang on, you can.
Yes, click on it. Have you clicked on it?
I've tried to, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. There's a funny looking symbol and a thing. Hello.
Don't touch anywhere else.
Hello, Google.
Don't touch here and there, okay? You need to click on the magnifying glass. Don't touch anywhere else. What can you see on your screen?
Oh, hello, Google and Google Home, Google Voice Search, Google Go, Google Duo.
Press the back button.
Then the typewriter.
Press the back button once.
On the typewriter?
No! From the very bottom of your phone screen, click on the back button, sir.
I'm lost now. There's no. No, it's just got hello Google and hello Google app, hello guests, hello Google, hello games, hello granny.
You just do a thing, close the Play Store, open it once again.
go back to the play games. No, it's come up the same, isn't it? No, I don't know what's going on.
Just come out of the Play Store and open it once again, alright, sir? Come out of it, open it once again.
Open the Play Store again?
Yes, close it down, open it once again.
Yeah, well, it just comes up. Hello, G, hello, Google, hello, Google App again.
Come out of it, come out of it. Go back, go back.
Yeah, I'm out of it now. It's got a number 3 on it, isn't it?
Do you see the Play Store app? Do you see Play Store?
Well, it's a funny looking triangle, about 6-4 different colors. Is that the one?
Yes, yes, Play Store. Click on it.
Yeah, it just comes up, hello, G. Hello, Google. Hello, Google app. Hello, guests. Hello, Google.
Look at the right-hand side top corner. Do you see a magnifying glass?
No, it's just a hello, G, and a cross.
Click on the cross.
Oh, yeah, I got a search for apps and games. Now.
Yes, yes, yes. Now type over there, A for alpha, letter A.
A.
Then N for November, letter N.
A for I-N, did you say?
It's after letter A, then letter N, N for November.
Yeah.
Then Y for yellow.
Yeah.
Then D for doctor.
D for doctor.
Then E for echo.
Echo.
After, have you typed in the E? E as an echo.
Yep, A-N-Y-D-T,
then S for sugar, S.
S for sugar.
Then K for kilo, K.
K. Any desk.
Yes. Now from your keypad, from your typewriter, there's a magnifying glass. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yes, tap on that magnifying glass. Now, do you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any desk. Yes.
Any desk.
You see, it
says, yes, install.
Yes, click on install. Have you clicked on install?
Yeah.
Yes, now do you see it's downloading?
Down the bottom, review your account to continue installing.
No, don't touch anywhere. Don't touch anywhere. You just tell me, after clicking on install, what can you see on that place?
Click on install, up towards the top in green. Right?
Yes, yes, the green option. Click on install. Have you done that?
I've done it, but I don't think anything's happened yet. Well,
what is
again,
the application?
Nothing. So I clicked again, and perhaps it didn't.
Nothing has changed after clicking on install?
Nothing changed, so I don't think now it's
Okay, do you see the red icon? It says any desk, remote desktop. Have you clicked on it?
I haven't clicked on that one, any desk with a square and an arrow on it, you know?
It's a red color icon with a white diamond.
Yeah. Hit on
yes,
that, do I?
Yes, click on it. Now, do you see a green color option? It says install.
Yeah, it's right across the screen in the middle.
Yes, click on install. Now what do you see?
Any desk, remote desktop, pending, verified by.
Okay, it's pending. Just wait. Don't touch anywhere, okay? It will download it. Just wait. Once you see the open option, please let me know. All right. Once you see open, just to let me know, okay? Or it's still showing you pending, sir?
Well, it's got any disk, remote desktop at the top, and then in install, turn on, play, protect, scanning, complete account setup.
It says complete account setup, right?
Down the bottom it does here. Yeah.
Okay, do you see any option? It says continue.
Would it continue? Yeah.
It click on continue.
Though?
Yes, click on continue.
All right. Complete account setup.
Yes, now what is written over there?
Just got my name and number and gmail.com.
Okay, I'm giving you the email, okay? Just wait. Don't do anything. All right, just wait.
Yeah.
And we are generating an email for you, okay, sir? Can you just confirm your first name, please?
Names.
Tell me the first name, sir.
Oh, I'm a bit wary about doing all this, you know.
Yes, that's why we are doing this for you, sir, because we don't want any kind of fraud transaction happen to your account. Right, that's why we are doing this for you, okay? Just tell me your first name, sir, so that we can create a Gmail for you.
James.
It's James, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now just wait. Just wait for a moment. Okay. Do you see there's a panel, there's a white bar, it says put the email address or the phone number where you can type it down.
No, I can't see that.
What can you see on your screen?
Just add credit or debit card, add PayPal.
Click on skip or cancel.
Skip or continue. Yeah.
Click on skip.
It says try Google Bypass free for a month.
Click on cancel.
Click on pass because it's just come up. Try Google Bypass free for 1 month.
Do you see any option? It says cancel or skip or not now?
No.
What option you can see?
Try Google Play Pass free for 1 month and a heap of games.
And just below that, do you see any option that says not now, cancel?
Take a look, not now.
Click on not now.
Take a look on not now. Yeah. Click on not now, just that.
Yes, yes, yes. Click on not now. Now, what do you see?
Well, turn on Play Protect Scanning or something. Play apps like this one are verified by Play Protect.
What do you see option? Do you see any option cancel or later?
Turn on and cancel or open.
Do you see cancel or open?
Yeah.
Okay, just wait. Once the open option is green, please let me know, okay? Do you see open is green now?
Huh?
Do you see the open option is green now?
Yeah, it's open, cancel or open, yes.
Yeah, and the open option is green or not.
That's great.
Okay, just wait. And do you see it's showing you pending or is downloading, you can see?
Oh, no.
You can see any desk, remote, desktop. Just below that, it's showing you pending or it's showing you downloading or installing.
Just turn on paper tick scanning.
Don't click anywhere, just click on not now.
Oh, they haven't got that option. You've got cancel or open.
Click. Scroll to the top of your screen. Scroll to the top. Do you see any option that says downloading or installing or pending?
No, it's got any disk remote, desktop or something.
Yes. And just below that, it's showing you downloading or pending or installing.
Cancel or opening. Open.
No. Just above the cancel.
Turn on paper scanning or something.
Okay, now listen. Just above the cancel or open option, do you see any option? Do you see anything? It says pending, or do you see any percentage, or it says installing?
Just says verified by Flight Protect.
Yes, and just above that, what can you see? Just above that.
28% of 15.35 megabytes.
Okay, all right. It's downloading. Okay, just wait. Once you see the 28% is 100%, tell me, okay?
Well, I'll be here a while. It's only up to 29.
Yeah. Yes, just wait. It's downloading. All right. You need to give some time. You have to wait for a while, okay? If you want to have a glass of water, please have, sir, because you're talking to us for so long. All right? Have a glass of water. And how much percentage do you see now, sir? Tell me, please.
Up 39%.
All right. Take your time, okay, sir? It will download it in a while, okay? Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, how much percentage you can see now?
53.
53, okay, all right. How much percentage you can see now, sir?
61,
right?
Yeah. What business are you representing?
Sir, we are from eBay. We are from the headquarters of eBay, and I am from the anti-fraud department.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And how much percentage you can see now, sir? Tell me, please.
91.
All right. Within a few moments, it will be downloaded, okay?
The lady I was talking to first, she said something about I bought a transaction for $199 or something like that.
When did that happen, sir?
Well, I don't know anything about it. That's when.
And when did you get that call?
The lady who I was speaking to for a start.
Oh, yes, the first lady. Yes, my colleague. It was not $199. It's $299. Okay, and it's a fraud transaction was trying to be done to an overseas. Okay, for that reason we are canceling each and everything for you, because we don't want any kind of unwanted transaction happens to your account. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. And now how much percentage do you see?
Very 99. Yeah.
Right, it's 99. Okay, all right.
100.
And now what can you see, sir?
Open.
Do you see the open is green now? The open option is green?
Green. Opens in green, yeah.
Yes, yes. Now click on open. And now after clicking on open, what can you see? Don't touch anywhere. First tell me what do you see.
The privacy stats.
Click on OK. There is an OK option. Click on OK.
Oops. She jumped the page on me.
Now what do you see?
Sorry, you got something agent up the top and Samsung Knox privacy notice.
Yes. Yes. Scroll to the bottom. There will be a blank checkbox. Scroll to the bottom, there is a blank checkbox. Check in that blank box.
I acknowledge that I've read and understood that here. What you mean?
Look at the bottom. Scroll to the bottom of your phone. There is a blank checkbox on the left-hand side corner.
Yeah, is that where it says, I acknowledge I've read and understood?
Yes, yes. Check in that box and click on agree and continue.
Click on confirm.
Yes, click on confirm. Now what do you see?
I've gone back to my home page.
You're back to the home page?
Yeah. It's just got Ridley Knox license, something or other.
Yes,
scroll.
Okay, and now what do you see?
Disappeared before I read it all.
Okay. And now what can you see, sir?
Oh, I just got the home page with my store and what's happened.
Yes. Just check all your regular apps over there. You will get to see a red color icon with a white diamond on it. Just check it.
Google Prime red thing with about seven dots on it and triangle and a square or something, is that it? Or
yes, a white color square, like a diamond, in a red color icon. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah. YouTube.
Open it. No, not YouTube. YouTube, sir. Not YouTube, sir. Just check your
Google.
Other apps. Check
Google.
The other apps.
It's got Google Play and movies and TV and Currents, Maps, Playbooks, News, Play Games, Drive, YouTube, Hangouts, Docs, Google, Voice Search, Play Store, Nemo, Photos, and yes, Voice.
What are the other things you can see? Slide to the next page.
Oh, there's another page, is there? Oh, yeah, Smart Manager, Catch Up TV, New Maps, My Samsung, Pipe Valley, Digital Compass, Compass Flashlight, High Altitude, GPS, that's about it. Nice area though, and
go to the another page.
Any desk?
Yes, click on any desk.
We at any desk care about your privacy very seriously and learn about how we.
Do you see any okay option? Okay.
There's none on the end of it, yeah. I hit that door.
Yes, click on okay.
Now
what can you see?
Battery optimizations or something.
There's a blank checkbox. Check in that box. It says, don't show me this again. Check in that box and click on OK.
Yeah. Right.
Now what do you see?
You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside of the
Yes, touch the blue area. Click on the blue area.
Click on the blue area.
Yes. Now what can you see? Do you see the blue area again? Touch the blue area.
Blue area, but then it's got a heap of red and white. Destroy any desk or something.
Now, do you see this your address and some numbers?
I can just see an address. I can't. Not an address, just address there. Haven't got any.
Okay, do one thing. Keep touching.
Numbers.
Tell me the numbers. Slowly.
1-2-2-0-3-2-6-9.
Tell me the numbers slowly, sir.
1-2-2-0-2-0-3-2-6-9.
Okay. Now keep touching the blue area until the blue area is gone, okay?
Hit the blue areas.
Yes, keep touching the blue area until it's gone.
Oops. Connection status or something.
Keep touching the blue area, sir.
Yeah. I'm coming back.
Don't touch anywhere else, just touch on the blue area.
Yeah. Finished now, I think it's got any red at the top and the number already
now,
out here.
Yes, now look, just below the number, there is written over there, set password. Click on set password.
Yeah.
Have you clicked on it?
Yeah. Come up with red security and then...
All right, now... Can you see the security page?
Yeah, there's a red security at the top, then interactive access.
Okay, now I'm telling you what you need to do, okay? You just look the third option. Can you see never show incoming session request?
Yeah.
Now just below that, do you see permissions?
Yeah,
now just scroll down the page a bit, scroll it down, you will get to see an option, clear all tokens. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Just below that, do you see enable two-factor?
Authentication, yeah.
Just below that, do you see enable previous session profile?
Yeah, save for login information. Enable for short-term passwords,
just below that.
Enable previous session profiles.
Just below that.
Clear previous session profiles.
Just below that.
Mission profiles.
Yes, click on permission profile.
Yeah, now it's got default or screen. Sharing or something.
Now click on the third option, full access.
Where is that? I'm on a page that's got
Just below default screen sharing, there is another option, full access.
I've got a blinking typewriter coming up here. It's only got default screen. I can't. Then it's got close.
Click on close.
Right, now it's got access control list or something.
Okay, now click on click on permission profile again. Now do you see the third? Now click on the third option, full access.
It's got default screen sharing.
Yes, and just below that there's another option, full access.
No, I can't get that. It's got little clothes in the corner.
Just
default.
Below screen after default and screen sharing, can you see the third option, full access?
No. It's got
clothes in there. All right, don't touch anywhere. Okay, I'm going to give you the security page on your screen. All right. Just wait. You will get the security coming up on your screen. Okay, now look at the very bottom, okay? There will be two blank check boxes. I am aware of the risk and don't show this again. Do you see that? Two blank check box. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. On the left hand side corner, do you see that?
No, it's all security warnings.
Yes, yeah. Now look at the bottom. Look at the bottom of the security, at the very bottom. Do you see two blank check boxes? I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again.
No, I can't get it. It's just got cancel and accept on the security warning.
Do a thing, just scroll down the security page. You will be able to scroll down the security. Scroll down.
No.
Now, do you see blank check boxes? Blank check boxes?
Yes, another person would like to access your device or something.
Yes. Just below that, look at the bottom. There will be two blank check boxes. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Checking the blank boxes.
Click on both of them.
Yes, click on both of them.
Right.
Now click on accept.
Right.
Now you will get accept again. Click on accept.
That's with the permission profile.
Are you clicking on accept? Yes, click on accept.
Yeah.
Now you will get to see start now. Click on start now.
Yeah.
Alright. Now, do a thing, sir. Please hold your phone straight, sir. Please hold your phone straight.
Yeah. You mean upright?
Okay. Can you scroll down the permission profile? Try to scroll it down. Scroll down the screen sharing. Scroll down the page.
Oh, it's disappeared. I think it'll wake up again. Scroll down.
Yes, now click on full access.
Full access, right?
Yes. Now there's a blank. Now click on enable unattended access. There's a blank checkbox. Check that box. Yes.
Alright.
Now click on the cursor. Do you see a blinking cursor? Give a click on there.
I think that last page jumped ahead of me a bit.
You just tap on the panel.
I've got a set password up here now.
Yes. Do you see there is a line is blinking? Click on that line.
Set password.
Yes. Do you see a red line over there? Click on that red line.
Yeah.
All right. Now type E as in Edward, letter E.
E, all in lowercase?
Yes, all in lowercase.
D.
Then B for Bravo.
D.
Then A for Alpha.
A.
Then Y for Yellow.
Yankee.
Then number one.
One.
Number two.
Two.
Number three.
Three.
Number four.
Go.
Now, click on go.
On
from what? from your typewriter, click on go.
Yeah, I see. Profile enabled.
Now click on close.
Yeah.
Now click on close again.
This full access, not attended access page.
Click on close. Click on close. Look at the right hand side bottom. There is a close option. Click on close. Okay. Now we'll get to see a start now option again. Just give a click on start now, alright?
Wait, I'll do that.
Just wait. You will get that. Don't touch anywhere. You will get to see start now. Then click on start now. Look at the right hand side. Click on start now.
Yeah.
Alright. Now just wait, don't do anything on your phone. What can you see on your screen now, sir?
Oh, hey, this is eBay security and call screen.
Okay, the server has verified. Now, the server has verified your ID successfully, okay? Now, just press the back button. Just wait. Don't do anything, okay? You just swipe up your page from very bottom to up.
Try again.
Press the back button. Do you see the back button? Press the back button.
Press
the home button. The middle button at the very bottom of your phone screen. You have got a button, a middle button on your phone, a single button. Click that single button.
Yeah, I'm on my home page now.
Now just wait for a while, sir. Don't touch anywhere, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now we are going to verify the cancellation for you. Okay. You just wait. And as you said, you have checked the balance yesterday, right, sir? So we are about to cancel all the fraud charges which are trying to be done. Okay. Now exactly what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know.
Oh, I've just got all these apps. You want to read them all out or what?
Sorry, sir. Come up again.
I've got all the apps here.
Okay. And now slide your screen from left to right. Now just wait.
Oh, now I've got a...
What can you see?
I'm looking flowers, is that right? Or
what do you see on your screen?
I've got a box of flowers and score 200 and...
Press the single button once again. Press the home button. Okay? Now don't do anything, just wait.
Okay.
Just wait, the security server will help you out, okay? The robotic server is going to help you. And sir, do you check your banking statements on online?
Yeah.
You check your banking statements on online, right?
Oh, you can do, yeah.
Okay, you can do it from your phone?
What's that?
You check the statement. You check your banking statement on your phone?
No.
You get the paper statement, right?
Yeah.
Okay, alright. Alright, just give me a moment, okay? And do you have any computer or a laptop, sir?
Yeah, I've got a computer.
Okay, you have got a computer, right?
Yeah.
Alright, just give me a moment, sir. Let me talk to the security officer. What are the security steps we need to take? I need to talk to him about it. Okay, just give me a moment. And what can you see on your phone screen, sir? Please let me know.
Here is your calculator.
Okay, just come out of the calculator. Press the single button once again. Come back to your home page. And, yes, and do you have any Wi-Fi at your place, sir? Do you use Wi-Fi?
No, I haven't got it here.
Okay, all right. And for what purpose you use your computer, sir? Like, what are the internet activity you do on your computer?
I think they call it NB, broadband or something.
I'm asking you, what type of online activity you do on your computer? Like, do you use your computer?
Yeah, emails and...
You know how to use a computer well? You know how to use a computer well?
No, I wouldn't say I knew it well. It's enough to get me by.
Okay, not an issue. Can you just go ahead and switch it on? Just go ahead and be in front of your computer and make it on.
Well, now you mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, please do it right now because we have to cancel all the fraud activities. All right, so we need to secure your network.
I'm not getting on too well with my computer. I was trying to sort it out when you rang in the first place. My emails have all gone to foot and I can't get them.
Sorry, sir. Come up again.
When you rang, I was trying to sort out my emails. I can't get the emails.
Okay, you don't need to worry. I'm going to help you. Just go ahead and be in front of your computer first.
Shut this phone down.
Don't need to do anything on your phone. Leave it as it is. Press the home button. Stay on the home page. Press the white. Press the single button.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, leave your phone as it is. I'm on the line with you. Okay. Keep the phone on speaker and turn on your computer. Once your computer is totally on, please tell me. Okay. It's on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just wait. Now, place the phone right in front of your computer screen.
Yeah.
Yes, place the phone right in front of your computer screen. We're going to help you out better. Press the white button for yes. Open the camera. Now place the camera right in front of your computer screen. Is the computer screen is visible, sir?
Is it what?
Is the computer screen is visible to your phone screen? Just look. Are you able to see your computer screen on your mobile phone?
Well, it should be. Are you in to take a photo or something, you mean?
No, don't need to take any photo. Okay. All right. Now, do you see Microsoft Edge? Open up the Microsoft Edge from your end.
Microsoft what?
Microsoft Edge.
Edge?
Yes, it's Microsoft Edge.
Edge? Yeah.
Open it.
Yeah.
Now place the camera again to your computer screen.
It'll take a while.
Your mobile phone camera is not able to see your computer screen.
Yeah, I've been having trouble with
this. You just hold the phone. You just hold the phone to your computer screen.
I'm trying to open up Edge.
Just give a double click on it. Give a double click on Microsoft Edge.
Yeah, it might come up in a minute. Here we are.
On your phone, press the single button.
The single button?
Yes, so that you can come back to the home page. The back button, yeah. Yes, now, just wait. And what can you see on your computer screen right now?
I've only got the desktop, all the icons of it. Yeah.
Have you opened? You need to open up the Microsoft Edge. Give a double click on it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, now wait for a while. Now look at the extreme top of your screen, okay? Look at the very top. Okay, there is a white bar.
Yeah.
It's at the extreme top, okay? Look at the very top. Look at the extreme top. There is a white panel. Type the www dot.
Oh, yeah.
Have you typed in www dot?
Yeah, it's worked out what I'm on a bit.
You need to type each and every letter in lowercase, okay? Don't make any mistake. Then type A for Alpha.
Yep.
N for November.
Yankee.
Y for Yellow.
Yes.
D for Doctor.
Yep.
E for Echo.
Yep.
S for sugar.
Yep.
K for kilo. After the letter K, have you put the letter K, sir?
Yep.
Then put a dot.
Dot.
Then type C-O-M, com. Now press enter from your keyboard. Now just wait, don't do anything. Yes. Now this is a red option, it says download now. Click on download now. Have you clicked on download now, sir?
Just got download again, come up here.
Have you clicked on download now, sir?
Come up with a download again.
All right. Now, Look at the right hand side top corner. Do you see a small down arrow?
Yeah.
Click on that down arrow. Just give a click on that red option again. Download now.
Security come out and said it's a dangerous site.
Sorry?
Security's come up and said it's a dangerous site.
No need to worry about that. We have already put the security on your phone as well, okay? So it's a complete safe and secure for you. Yeah. Now, look at the right hand. Do you see the download now option? Click on download now again.
Download again.
Yes. Now look at the right hand side top corner. Do you see any pop up has come up? It says anydesk.exe.
No, on the left hand side it is.
What can you see?
On the left hand side it's got any desk in big black writing.
Do you see anydesk.exe and in the black left hand side bottom corner?
Just a minute, I'll get a bit higher.
Don't click anywhere. First of all, tell me, do you see any exe file has been given to you on the left hand side corner?
No, it's got Windows. Windows.
Okay, look at the right hand side top corner. There will be three dots. Click on the three dots from the right hand side top corner.
Yes.
After clicking on the three dots, do you see lots of options has come up, which is new tab, new window.
Everything. Yep.
Yes. Over there you will get to see an option downloads. Give a click on downloads.
Download. Right.
Now just wait.
Come up any disk. Two boxes here. Any disk. Any disk.
Do you see anydesk.exe?
There's two of them. One's anydesk one.
Yes. Give a double click. Give a double click on that file.
On the one that's got the one or the one with the other?
Any one of them. You can click any one of them.
Alright, so it's going to open in 5 minutes.
Yes, just wait. Your computer internet is also slow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I really thought I'd be gone by now. I was speed up. How much longer have we got on this job?
We are activating the security shield first, okay? After that, we're going to cancel the transactions. So it's going to take a while, right? You have to be patient about this. Because we are removing the hackers who are misusing your data, okay? And now what can you see on your screen, sir? Please tell me once again.
It's just all platforms, download again, and it's got downloads, anydesk 1, EXE, and anydesk EXE.
Do you see anydesk EXE? Give a double click on it.
Yeah, well, it's got anydesk in brackets 1, EXE, and then just anydesk EXE.
Yes, just give a click on anydesk EXE. Just give a click on that. Anydesk.exe. And now what do you see?
It says opening in 2 minutes.
Okay, just wait. Just wait for a while.
It's probably down to 1 minute now. I don't know, back to two.
Okay.
One.
Yes, it.
The top one's got 36 minutes left. Another one has 4 minutes, 4 hours.
Do you see the EXE? Only anydesk.exe?
Yeah. It's gone back to open in 3 minutes now.
Just wait for a while.
Slow a minute, say, I see you're going backwards.
Now, how much time is showing you, sir?
24 seconds. One of them says, and the other one says 4 minutes.
Okay, just wait for a while. Don't need to click on AnyDesk 1, okay? Only look at the AnyDesk.exe, okay?
Now we're going up to 43 seconds.
Okay, just wait. Yes, it will open up within a while.
Opening in 9 seconds, it says now.
All right, sir. Okay. Not an issue.
It says we'll open when complete. Alright. Open file. I click on that, will I?
Yes, sir. Yes. Click on open file. Have you clicked on open file?
But nothing's happened yet.
Yes, it will happen. It will happen. Wait for a while. Can you see the ID number over there on your screen? Read me out the ID first.
405.
405.
147.
147.
190.
190. Okay. Now look, just beside the ID number, there's a small black color lock sign. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yes, click on that lock.
Yeah.
Have you clicked on the lock? Hello? Hello?